Welcome to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Our discussion is talking about the Blues Cruise. Here's your host live from Sharp Facets Gallery, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are here at Sharp Facets Gallery, and we are broadcasting at full strength over there at WLMA. That's right, 1350 AM. I've heard comments. It's coming in better than it has in a long time, so that makes me feel really good. And it's good to know that y'all are listening out there. So whether you listen to us on the stream at WLMA.net or whether you listen to us on your radio dial, 1350 AM, you will come in loud and clear. We've got a great show for you today, but first off, I do want you to know tonight is the first night of the Blues Cruise. They're having a very special Live After Five, but they said they are going to move it to the CenturyLink stage, which instead of being right there in front of the Inn on the Square, is right across the street, actually right next to Howard's. They've got a big tent set up there. That's where they're going to hold the concert because they are concerned about some showers tonight. So CenturyLink stage, 5:30. Nouveau Honkies are coming into town, so that's going to be a lot of fun. You want to make sure you're up there, but just be advised that they have moved it instead of from in front of the Inn on the Square. They've moved it around the corner right there next to Howard's. So, of course, you can run right in there to Howard's and have something to drink and listen to the music and then come back out and see what's going on with the Nouveau Honkies. But they're going to be great. They are always great. This is their second year back here. They were very, very requested. So make sure if you didn't get to see them last year, make sure you go out and see them this year. If you did see them last year, I know you're going to want to go out and see them this year. 5:30 to 8, Uptown Greenwood. It kicks off the Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise. Now, not only is the Nouveau Honkies playing tonight with the center stage, but also I do believe they are going to have some other things going on tonight, like the backroom bar at Howard's, Shrimp City Slim. You know that Gary Irwin guy will be up here. He's going to start right at 8 o'clock in the back room at Howard's. So Shrimp City Slim will be there. Also, our guest that's on the show today, Lawrence Lucky Man Beal, is going to be playing tonight right there at T.W. Boone's from 8:30 to 11. So looking forward to talking to Lucky Man Beal. He says there's a reason they call him Lucky Man Beal. So we'll be talking all about that when he calls in at about 18 after this afternoon. He's up first, I do believe, on the show today. So that's going to be cool. What else we got to talk about? Who else is going to be on with us today? That's the question. Who else is going to be on with us? So Lucky Man Beal calling in about 12:18. We've actually talked to him this morning because he wanted to make sure he got the right number because he was looking forward to calling in. 12:35 this afternoon, Frank Robinson from Frankie's Blues Mission. He's actually going to be playing Friday on the main stage from 6 to 8:15. That's the CenturyLink main stage. And then he'll be playing again on Saturday from 1:15 to 2:15 on the main stage. Then, of course, calling in today at 12:48. I think he should pronounce his name Quirko, but he says it's Kirko. That's Hector Kirko will be calling us today at 12:48. He's got some interesting songs. I was just listening to one of his, Whiskey in the Morning. Some days I feel like it might be a good way to start off the day. But anyways, he'll be playing Friday from 9 to 12 at the Mill House, 9 to 12 at the Mill House Friday night, and then Saturday, 9 to 12 at R3 Catering. So, you know, the beauty of this is all our uptown venues are going to be open. They'll be looking forward to you coming in. Absolutely no cost to go listen to the music. And, of course, while you're there, have a brew or have something to eat. That's, of course, what our merchants uptown are hoping for, and you'll want to do it. But the other thing you'll want to do is make sure you move around to the different venues, unless you just fall in love with one. Make sure you are moving around and checking out the different venues. Now, that, of course, is part of the big festival this weekend in Greenwood. But, of course, the original part, the biggest part that started out and is growing, is the Festival of Discovery Barbecue Festival. Let me tell you, barbecuers, I think, from 84 different teams will be here this time. They are all competing in the Kansas City Barbecue Race that goes on across the country right here in Greenwood. This is a sanctioned competition, so this is big, and we have people coming from all over for this. So you'll be able to have barbecue Friday night. You'll be able to have barbecue all day Saturday and get your fill. You'll be able to taste maybe some interesting combinations. And, of course, they will be competing not only in the barbecue field, but in the Risers Foods has come on board with a potato salad competition. So you want to check all that out. So as we go forward here, as we look forward, I can't believe it is here. The barbecue and blues is right here in Greenwood. Don't forget, tonight, instead of being right there in front of the old Inn on the Square, which is where Lander University was, they have moved it over to the CenturyLink stage starting at 5:30. It's a very special live after 5. And, yes, it is the Nouveau Honkies that will be right here in town. So, looking forward to all of it. Don't forget, Friday night, tune us in on WCRS. Some people might call it a remote. Hey, I call it a blues crawl. That's right. We're going to be crawling all over Uptown Greenwood, talking to barbecuers, talking to fans of barbecue, talking to the artists, listening to music that is being performed right there in Uptown Greenwood by a lot of the artists who have come on board for the big festival here Friday night. So I'm going to check out R3, Howard's, Uptown Sushi, T.W. Boone's, Polo's, Howard's, Millhouse. We're going to be all over the place, and we want you to be able to tune it in, get a flavor of what's going on in Uptown Greenwood. And, of course, I hope you'll come out because the Blues Cruise on Friday night goes till 12 o'clock. So if you hear a band you like or you want to get more involved, all you have to do is get in your car and come uptown. But make sure that you tune in Friday night on WCRS, that's 1450 AM. And also, don't forget, you can hear us on your smartphone or on your computer. So either way you want to listen, we'll be coming in loud and clear. We've made some improvements already. We've been making some new improvements to the station. I hope you can tell by the sound. It should be sounding a whole lot better, and I'm excited about it because, after all, the better it sounds, the more you want to listen. So, hey, it is about time for us to hear a word from our sponsors. Don't you go away. We'll be right back, and when we come back, we should have Lucky Man Bill right here on the phone with us right here on WLMA right here in Greenwood. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. We'll be right back.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
You're with us at Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller, talking about the Festival of Discovery here. As your host, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. And on the phone, I believe I have one of our performers that is going to be performing at the Blues Cruise. We're going to have Lucky Man Beal. So, Lucky Man Beal, how you doing today?
I'm fine, and you can just call me Lucky. I know that's going to get hard on you after a while. It's Lawrence Lucky Man Bell, but Lucky is all you got to have other than on the marquee, and then I just want everything I can get.
I can understand that. You know, I was reading over your bio, and it said that you left home at 15.
And yeah, I stuck out my thumb. I hit it to Ocean. I was in Virginia. I hit it to Ocean City, Maryland for the summer, and then I said, where am I going next? And I said, okay, how about the ocean in California? When I was hitchhiking out there, they, people would say, where are you going? I said, California. They said, what part? I said, near the water. So that was all that was important to my 15-year-old stupidity, you know? I mean, that's all I knew. I wanted to go out there and be a surfer. Of course, when I got out there and found out, A, they surf among big boulders out there, and if you hit the boulder, you're dead. And B, the surfers think they, or at least they did back then, I don't know if it's changed or not, they think they own the ocean and that they will drive their surfboards over top of you just to let you know that you're not a desirable individual in their particular piece of turf. So it was really kind of a bring down. Oh, the other thing was the water was about 32 degrees. I mean, man, I was used to, you know, the Atlantic, you know, and the Pacific is cold water.
Well, that's true. I'm from Maine originally, so I know about cold ocean water. And when you go down to Myrtle Beach and you put your toes in the water there and it's like bathtub water, it's just not the same.
I know, but it's a lot more fun to swim in bathtub water than 32-degree water.
You're absolutely right. They used to call us polar bears up in Maine.
Yeah, and justifiably so. But I wanted to mention...
Are you there?
Is it T.W. Boone's I'm at tonight?
Let's see. Tonight, yes, you're playing at Lucky Man Beale. You are playing tonight from 8:30 to 11 at T.W. Boone's. You're absolutely right.
Okay, and tomorrow's Howard's on Main, right?
Right, from 9 until 12. You are right. So Friday night, we're going to be doing a blues crawl all over Uptown Greenwood from 7 to 10. So when I'm out there, I'm going to come by T.W. Boone's. I hope you'll have a few minutes, and we'll be on the radio, and we'll let you say some other words. How about that?
Oh, that's great. I was going to say, make sure you come out and say howdy, because, you know, you got to get close, because I can't see more than about 5 feet. But, yeah, I'll be looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to this whole thing. This guy, Shrimp City Slim, Gary Irwin, man, you talk about an organizer and a musician. How can he do both? I can't.
Absolutely. But, he does a great job.
He's got it all going together here, and I just, you know, you're only about 70 miles from my house, so.
Yeah, you live in Atlanta now, is that right?
No, I'm living in Lexington, South Carolina.
Oh, okay. I saw Atlanta on here. Okay, Lexington. So you've made your home in South Carolina now?
I have, and I tell you what, I've never lived in a better place for sure. I've lived in lots of worse places, but no, I love this this state. It's really cool. I mean, the population is reasonable. You know, it's not like over the top crowded or anything, and you know, the weather could be slightly better.
Well, it could be maybe a little cooler, but I think we're going to have some showers. But, hey, listen, I was reading over your bio here. It says you worked in the world's largest copper mine, 2,600 feet underground.
Yeah, you know, that translates to half a mile down, because a mile is about 5,400, something like that. So half a mile down, yeah, at the 2,600-foot level.
Where is that at?
That's San Manuel, Arizona. It's been closed for years. I looked it up on the internet. I found it's called the Magma Copper Mine at San Manuel, and they're finally getting around to building a little memorial to all the people that died and got hurt underground and in the smelter. Smelter was just as dangerous as the daggone mines.
Wow!
I was there for 6 months, and six different guys got killed in six different accidents. You know. That was the world's largest underground mine at the time.
Wow, unbelievable. You know, it looks like you've done a lot of different things, but I want to know, how did you start getting into, the blues and all this different style of music that you do? How did you get into that?
Well, I kind of was always into it, and the other jobs were just what I was doing to fill in the blanks. It's like that old story, you know, how do you get a songwriter's attention in Nashville? You go, waiter? we all got to do things to fill in the blanks. And so I've done a bunch of different things to fill in the blanks and learned a few things from it.
How do you feel when you look back at your life and leaving home at 15? Was that a good decision for you?
It was the only decision.
Okay.
You got a couple of insane people trying to run your life with their insanity, and you got to get out of Dodge. you know, that's the only thing I can say about it. I mean, I don't look back on it as a horrible decision or a great one, but it
was the decision. Are you there? Lawrence? Lucky? Andy, did we lose him? Okay.
We did.
Are you there?
We lost him.
We lost him. Okay, well, maybe he'll call us right back, because he actually left home at 15. He said in his papers that I have here that his mother was off her nut and just a tad, and my dad was a mite overbearing. So he left. And I was just wondering, as you look back at life, would that have was that the right decision? As he was telling us, that was the only decision as far as he was concerned. But some of the jobs that... Yep, I think we must have him coming back on the air with us.
He's so, there.
Anyways, it had to be tough for him out there on the world. I wanted to ask him how old he is, or how long ago that was, because the world was a different place back then. I can remember. Are you there?
I'm 61. That was 1965.
Oh, well, that was back in the time where people did wild and crazy things like that, right?
Amen, sister.
So, you know, when I read about you putting out your thumb and hitching, I was like, he has to be a little older, because today people just don't do that as much as that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of odd, but I really don't want to investigate it too deeply. I'm tired of that whole thing. But, yeah, the way I used to get gigs is I'd just get out on the road and say, well, I'm going somewhere, and I'd stick out my thumb and then find out where the music was and go in on audition. Sometimes I'd have a gig the next night or even that night sometimes, you know. But some of them weren't the greatest gigs. I remember I got one in an Irish joint, and I had six different drunk people hanging on me singing six different songs and having the best time, and they thought I was great.
Where was that at?
That was in Norfolk, Virginia.
Norfolk, Virginia, okay.
I'll never forget it, frankly. I mean, six different songs. I mean, it was so surreal that I actually paused in my mind to count the different songs going on, you know, so, and none of them was anything remotely similar to what I was singing.
But y'all had a good time that night.
Oh, we did.
Any place,
the thing about it, an Irish joint, you're going to have a good time.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. So, now the type of music that you write today, what kind of music are you writing?
You know, and it goes all the way from what I would call rockabilly and honky-tonk all the way into soul. I mean, if you take those first two songs on that CD, you got Ho Cake, I think is the first one, isn't it?
Yep, it is.
And now that I would call rockabilly. And now it's not punkabilly. It's not going faster than anybody can dance to or anything, but to me that's rockabilly, okay? And then the very next one,
Mr. Lonely.
Stone Cold, kind of a Memphis soul without the horns, you know?
And then, you know, actually I had picked out to play, I was listening to your CD, and I picked out to play Tattoo Girl.
Oh, yeah, now that's Stone Cold rockabilly. There's no argument about that.
What made you write that one?
Well,
I love this part of the show.
What made me, first of all, a riff started going through my head, and I was playing a lot in Las Vegas at this one joint where it was a rockabilly hangout, okay? And there was all these beautiful girls that had beautiful, beautiful tattoos on them. And one thing led to another in my twisted little brain. And so I that's how I wrote that.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to play that song. We are almost up to a break. You are going to be playing Thursday night. That's tonight, 8:30 to 11 at T.W. Boone's. Tomorrow night, you're going to be playing Friday evening from 9 to 12 at Howard's. You are going to just love it up here. We certainly are looking forward to meeting you Friday night as I'm doing my blues crawl. And thanks so much for calling in today.
Okay, well, great talking to you, Ann, and you have a great day. I'll see you Friday.
All right, sounds good, Lucky. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, yes, I am going to play Tattoo Girl. We may run over a little bit. We're just going to hear what this one is about. It's about a tattoo girl. And you heard it. It's Lucky Man Beale right here on WLMA.
Tattoo Girl. They trouble so bad. Can't you, girl? They trouble so bad. Give you best hard time you ever had. When you see them smile, it mean heartache. When you see them smile, it mean heartache. Why, since that Friday night, that show looks great. Tattoo girl, they trouble so bad.
That's right. Tattoo Girl, Lawrence and Lucky Man Beale be playing tonight at T.W. Boone's, 8:30 to 11. Tomorrow night playing Friday, 9 to 12. Hey, we're going to hear the news. Stay right with us. We've got another interview. Frank Robinson from Frankie's Blues Mission coming up after the news.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Talk about the Festival of Discovery. Live from Sharp Fetz's Gallery, here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We just we had just heard from Lucky Man Beale. We heard that Tattoo Girl. They come up with some interesting songs, let me tell you. And right now, we have a legend with us, Frank Robinson from Frankie's Blues Mission, a group he formed back in 2000. He's been in the blues for a long, long time, and we're really, really fortunate to have Frank Robinson on the air with us today. How are you doing today, Frank?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Very good, very good. I guess, actually, what do you go by, Frankie Lee?
Well, actually, I go by Frankie Lee Robinson.
Frankie Lee. Okay. And let's see, you live in Atlanta, is that right?
That's right, ma'am.
And you're a native down there, huh?
Well, I'm from a little town near Brunswick, Georgia.
Okay, down there near the coast.
Right.
Absolutely. So I was reading over some information about you, and I guess your dad was in the blues, huh?
Well, actually, my dad was a school principal. He and my mom were both in education.
Okay.
But my dad was an entrepreneur as well, and one of the things he did is he kind of dabbled a little bit in the music business, and you know, and occasionally. Unbeknownst to my mom at the time, you know, he would take me with him, you know, to some of the local clubs and, you know, some of the local juke joints around the area.
And how old were you when that was happening?
Well, I was with him, so and everybody knew him. You know, I was like 8, 9, 10 years old, something like that. And I got a chance to see a few regional bands that passed through there, and actually I think that had a big effect on me about the music.
Well, you know, my husband Jeff, his granddad was also, I think his granddad was actually superintendent of schools, and he would take Jeff up to New York City and go to some of the shows, and he would take Jeff and let him sit behind the piano while he played cards and they played music and all this kind of stuff. It had an awesome experience to Jeff, as he reminds us about it.
I imagine so, yeah.
So I know that had to be a cool time for you, but what did your parents feel? I mean, did you go on and get a good education as a principal and school teachers here?
Well, actually, I went on to college. I went to college up north at Syracuse University.
Uh-huh.
I wound up getting a degree in computer science, and I worked in the IT field for a while, but I kept the band going on the side, and recently I've just decided I wanted to do this as my life. So I've retired from the IT field, and I've started pushing Frankie's Blues Mission.
That's right. So, well, you know, when you're passionate about something, eventually it does take over.
That's what's happened in this case.
Well, that's pretty cool. Now, you have a band, the Blues Mission here. You have some other members of the band, right?
Almost definitely.
Who else is in it?
On drums, we have a fellow named Alfonso Largo. Matter of fact, he was kind of in a similar situation as me. He's a recently retired Marietta, Georgia fireman. But on the side, you know, he played drums with various bands around you know, jazz bands, R&B bands, blues bands around North Georgia. On bass, we have Kermit Maxwell, and he's also recently retired. He's been playing bass around North Georgia for at least about 20 years or so now, playing in jazz bands and blues bands.
Well, that's pretty cool. Now, how old are you guys? If you've just retired,
I'm the youngest guy in the band right now, and I'm in my early 50s.
Okay.
Our drummer has just turned 60, and our bass player is only a couple years older than me.
Well, based on what's happened with the economy, was it a good decision? How are you guys doing out there?
We're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
We're actually, we're playing in quite a few places. We've been invited to play in the National Black Arts Festival in Centennial Olympic Park in Atlanta. As a matter of fact, next weekend.
Wow.
We've been invited to do quite a few festivals in the fair state of South Carolina. There, we did the Spartanburg Spring Fling just back in May. We did the North Charleston Arts Festival also in May. And thanks to Mr. Gary Irwin there, Shrimp City Slim.
Yeah.
We did the Lowcountry Blues Bash back in February. So we've been staying pretty busy. Our CD is doing fairly well too. It's internet sales are coming in really good.
And now the name of this is Sleeping Dog.
That's right.
Now why do you call it Sleeping Dog?
Well, that has to do with a certain philosophy about what you're supposed to do with a sleeping dog. that's actually the title track of
yeah, one of your songs.
Of one of our songs there, and that's an effort between Kermit Maxwell and myself. Yeah, he and I are the main songwriters in the group right now.
So how do you draw your inspiration? Is it from just events happening? Because I would think with everything that's been happening in our economy and everything, you really could get down here.
Well, we draw our inspirations from just everyday life, you know, which is that's what the blues is about. You know, it's basically about what goes on between people, what happens in your life, and how you deal with it.
Sure. And do you think that things are going to get better?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I'm an optimist at heart, which is why I jumped into doing this, because I believe ultimately we're gonna do very well. Well, we already are. We're starting to, and I think things are going to turn around. It's just you know people in general just have to basically keep. You know, don't let despair take over you, you know?
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, Friday night, which is tomorrow night, I am going to be coming all over Uptown Greenwood. I'm going to be doing a blues crawl. And let's see, Friday night, you are going to be playing from 6 to 8:15 on the main stage.
Right.
I'm going to try to make sure I get by there and talk to you, maybe when you get your break at 8:15, because we're going to be doing this from 7 to 10. So I certainly hope I'll be able to hear some of your music. We'll be playing it on the radio for you for sure, and we'll be spending some time talking to you while you're on the main stage tomorrow night.
Well, thank you very much.
And so you're playing Friday night. Let's just go through this again. 6 to 8:15 on the main stage, and then on Saturday you'll be playing from 1:15 to 2:15 on the main stage.
Right.
So you've got a good exposure there. It's going to be you're going to be amazed at the crowds that'll be here, and I'm sure looking forward to talking to you. I wanted to play one song from your CD. I picked out the first one, I'm So Lonely Since You're Gone.
Yeah, that was a tune that was written by Kermit Maxwell and myself.
Well, that's great. Hey, I'm going to let you go, but we're going to play that song, and I sure look forward to meeting you tomorrow evening.
Well, thank you very much, ma'am, and we're looking forward to it being in Greenwood.
All right, sounds good. That's Frank Robinson, Frankie Lee Robinson, with Frankie's Blues Mission. Bye-bye.
Take care now.
All right, bye-bye. All right, we're going to hear I'm So Lonely Since You're Gone. Let's hear what that sounds like so you can get a flavor for Frank Robinson from Frankie's Blues Mission. Here you go, folks, coming right up right now.
Since you're gone, nobody else will do. I'm so lonely since you're gone. Ever since you said we're through, please come back to me, baby. Nobody else will do. I'm so lonely since you're gone. Nobody else will do. I'm so lonely since you're gone. Ever since you said we're through, please come back to me, baby. Nobody else will do. That night you left me, baby. You never said goodbye. That night you left me, baby. Never said goodbye. I'm so lonely since you're gone. All I do is lay and cry.
Oh, that's right. That's what you're going to hear. Frankie's Blues Mission. He's going to be playing Friday night from 6 to 8:15 on the main stage. And then Saturday, 1:15 to 2:15 on the main stage. So make sure you check him out and his group, Frankie's Blues Mission. So we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, I hope we're going to have Hector. I think it should be Quirko, but he says it's Kirko. So anyways, you stay right with us right here on WLMA. We're not singing the blues. We're playing the blues, and we're having a good time. Sure hope you are. Don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
You're tuned in to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Ella talking about the Festival of Discovery live from Sharp Facets Gallery. Here's your host, Ann Ella.
Oh, that's right. We are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We have been having a good time here talking to blues artists that are coming to town this weekend. Some of them will actually be here tonight. Lucky Man Beal is actually playing tonight, 8:30 to 11 at T.W. Boone's. Then Friday night from 9 until 12, Frank Robinson and Frankie's Blues Mission playing tomorrow Friday night on the main stage, 6 to 8:15, Saturday 1:15 to 2:15. And our final selection for today, I actually have to read you what they said about this group here. He says his name is Hector Quirko. He says he pronounces it Kirko, but I like Quirko. But anyways, we're going to talk to him in just a minute. But first, before I introduce him to you, undoubtedly, this comes from a favorite review of theirs from Down Home in Johnson City. It says, undoubtedly, four of the finest musicians to grace our stage. Not just another blues band, not just another rock band, not just another jazz band. They play all these styles and more, but regardless of the direction they take, each and every musical path is truly exceptional. Words are not enough. So without further ado, let me introduce Hector Quirko. Did I pronounce it right?
You did. Hi, Ann.
Hi, how are you doing today?
It's going great.
It's going great. It is going great. You, of course, let's see, where do you live now?
I live in Charleston.
Charleston?
I moved from East Tennessee a year ago to Charleston.
What made you move to Charleston?
Well, I got the opportunity to do a little teaching at the College of Charleston, and I've been to Charleston several times playing music over the years and knew I liked the city very much. So I took the job and came on over.
So what do you teach?
I teach anthropology.
Anthropology?
Yes. I do. I picked it up kind of on the side while I was playing music, you know, over the years. And I've always done a little bit of part-time teaching here and there, and did quite a bit of it at the University of Tennessee. And when I got offered an opportunity to do a little more of it in Charleston, I was delighted.
Absolutely. Well, now, it says that you were raised in several countries in South America.
It's true. I was born in New York, but because of my dad's job, every 2 years or so, we would move to a different country in Latin America. So I lived in Colombia, Peru, Brazil, Venezuela, Mexico. And because my mom was born and raised in Cuba, we all learned Spanish when we were young, my sisters and I. And so it wasn't as hard a transition as you might think, and really a good experience. You got to reinvent yourself in school every couple of years, and that's always good.
Absolutely. So any Spanish or any South American influence on your music?
Yeah, it creeps in there a little bit. Even though I was in South America, I was listening to rock and roll.
Okay.
And through rock and roll, I learned about the blues, although I didn't really get a chance to get to know them or play them until I moved to Chicago to go to school and ended up playing with Lonnie Brooks for several years. And so mostly what I love is blues and blues-based music. But every once in a while, a little Latin American tinge will sneak in there.
That's pretty interesting. That has to give you quite a perspective. Now, what did you take away from living in South America? I know that, you know, that's not the recent history, but what did you take away from there?
Well, I guess the main thing, and that's one of the reasons I got interested in anthropology once I had a chance to go back to school eventually and study it a little, was that there are so many different ways to be human. You know, there are so many different cultures. Because every couple of years, I'd be in a new one. And even though they spoke Spanish, in, you know, as the national language in all the countries I lived in except Brazil, the cultures are still very different. The art's different, the music's different. Even the slang and everything is quite different. Sometimes I discover it to my embarrassment. And so I learned early on that there are lots of different ways to be, you know. And so that's why I got interested when I had a chance in studying it a little more.
That is too cool. Well, you, of course, have you're a part-time professor or a full-time professor and a part-time musician. Which is it?
Yeah, that's what I am now. I've switched it around. For many, many years, I was a full-time musician and a part-time teacher, and now for the first time, I've flipped them. See how that goes.
Well, that sounds great. Now, the group that you have put together here, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. The band I had in Knoxville, Tennessee for many years is the band, that great description you that we love. We couldn't have paid for as good a review as we got from the down home. That was in Knoxville. So now I'm playing the duo with Kevin Crothers, who plays bass, who, although I met him in Charleston, ironically is from East Tennessee. And so we still got kind of a East Tennessee contingent. But that is I'm playing acoustic and singing and playing my songs mostly and a few covers. And then Kevin's playing bass.
That's cool. Now, you are going to be playing Friday evening at the Mill House from 9 until 12, and then Saturday at R3 Catering, both great venues. You'll have to try some of the food.
I'm looking forward to that.
From 9 to 12 right there at the R3 Catering right there on Main Street. And I am going to be doing a blues crawl all around Uptown Greenwood. We're going to be live on the radio. We're going to be playing some music. And we're going to be talking to the artists and talking to the fans. So I certainly hope when I come by the Mill House Friday night, you'll have a few minutes to talk to me so we can put you on the air.
Oh, you can count on it. I'll look forward to meeting you.
Yeah, that is going to be great. Now, you had a song that you had sent us, one of them that I thought was kind of a neat song, Whiskey in the Morning.
Yes. Now, that's from my solo album that I did with a great fiddle and mandolin player named David Johnson, who's won like Studio Musician of the Year in the Gospel Association several years running, and then Ricky Skaggs' bass player, Mark Fain. But it's not a bluegrass record, it's an acoustic blues record, and that song is from there, and it's an old song I wrote. Actually, Lonnie Brooks gave me the first line of that song many years ago on stage. He turned to me once and said, gave me that line. And I checked every once in a while to see if he had gone ahead and written a song based on that, and since he hadn't, I decided I might as well go ahead, and that's what it is.
Okay, so it doesn't have any other significance because I was kind of listening to the words.
No, I was trying to write a good blues, you know. I hope I succeeded in part anyway.
Yeah, I think
and,
you did.
And to run off of his line, off of that first line, you know, I'm crazy about you, what's going to happen to me, you know, that kind of emotion, and just took it from there.
Absolutely. Well, listen, it's been real nice talking to you. We'll look forward to seeing you Friday night at the Mill House from 9 until 12. That's when you'll be playing. Saturday, you're going to play at R3 Catering from 9 until 12. You're in for a real treat when you come up here from Charleston to Greenwood. I hope you love it. It's really a fun, fun festival, and I know you're going to enjoy yourself, and I know people are going to enjoy your music, too.
Well, thank you. I know I'm going to enjoy it, and I'm delighted that I get two nights because that means I get to spend the whole, you know, a whole day in between checking everybody out and checking out the city.
And checking out the barbecue. Woo-hoo!
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Yes. And eating too much.
That's right. Hey, I'm going to play your song. I'm going to let you go, but we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow night.
All right. Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
Thank you. Bye. All right. Well, here we go. We don't have a lot of time, but I want to play for you. Whiskey in the morning. That's right. Whiskey in the morning. Oh, yes. I don't have it in. Oh, Andy, you have to play it. You have it over there. Sorry. Whiskey in the morning.
You know I'm crazy about you, baby. What in the world gonna happen to me? You know I'm crazy about you, darling. What in the world gonna happen to me? Oh, well, I'm feeling like I'm blinded, babe. I can cry all night, but I just can't see. You said if you had $300, babe, there'd be no telling what you could do. You said if you had $300, baby, there'd be no telling what you could do. Now, well, now I'm standing here with my money, baby. I just don't know who you'll be giving it to.
To Hector Kirko. He is going to be playing Friday night at the Mill House, 9 to 12. Playing Saturday at 9 to 12 at R3 Catering. This is the type of quality entertainment you are going to hear. And, of course, you've been listening to me, Ann Eller, right here on WLMA on Meet Me at the Diner. Hey, I want you to know, Friday night, we are going to be crawling all over Greenwood, uptown, making sure you get to live it if you can't be there. Hopefully, I'm going to entice you to make sure you make it down there Friday night later after we get off the air, which will be on till 10. Or all day Saturday and all Saturday night. It's a festival. It's a blues. You want to be there. Please don't miss it. But if you can't go, tune in Friday night and get a taste of the whole experience right here on WCRS 1450 AM. That's right. We'll be on WCRS 1450 AM Friday night. And, of course, we'll be streaming to cell phones and computers. Tomorrow, Friday, Gary Irwin in studio, as well as Eleanor Ellis is going to be here with us. I don't know who else is going to show up, but we'll have a good time. We'll be giving away some tickets and having a great time, so don't miss it. Tomorrow, Friday at lunchtime, meet me at the diner. And tomorrow morning on the I Love N show is going to be especially fun because Michael Genevieve is coming on, and I'm going to interview some of the characters, too. Red, White, and Tuna. That's right. Hey, I got to go. You've got to hear the news, and then America's News Network takes over on WLMA. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, Andy.
Bye, Andy.